For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. In Jesus' name. Lift up your hand, let's pray. Commit yourself into the Lord's hands this morning and say, Lord, speak to me. Lord, bless me through your word. Lord, give me a great impartation. Pray that this morning your presence, your being in church will be fruitful, that you will leave this place with a word. You will leave this place with a great impartation. God is about to bless you. God is about to bring his word your way. His word which is able to heal. His word which is able to deliver. His word which is able to rescue you from destruction is coming your way. Father, we thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Makana, come and sing. I still want you to sing, and then I would share the word. Now, and we are really enjoying it. When you look at the book, you'll be amazed, because you would not normally see, easily see. I'm a pastor, and I don't think on my own I would have even thought of how to preach salvation in more than 100 ways, 100 messages, over 100 messages on salvation. And as you know, I always like the middle part of the book. And so turn to chapter 54, page 297. Remember Lot's wife. You can actually preach salvation remembering Lot's wife. How many of you know the story of Lot? Lot and Sodom? Amen. So we're going to look at that chapter, and I believe that we will be blessed. Again, we will learn, or we are learning, how to preach salvation, and also at the same time, we are drawing powerful lessons for our personal lives. Yes, that's the thing. When I preach, I'm blessed. When we're doing a camp, I said so many things that there are a lot of things I said were not premeditated. They were not things that I'd written down that I was going to say. And I get blessed. I got blessed after I said it. So when you are sharing salvation, you'll be amazed that your life would also be blessed. Yeah, your life will be blessed. Yesterday we looked at some of the reasons why we must win the lost. As you preach Jesus and as you share Christ, it energizes you, gives you joy. Your life is blessed. So I'm saying that as we share this, you see that your life is also blessed, because there are many things you will learn. Amen. So remember Lot's wife. And our scripture to start with is Luke 17 and verse 32. And it's simply remember Lot's wife. Look at the verse. Please project the verse. It's a serious verse. Luke 17, quickly. Luke 17 and verse number 32. That's the verse. Remember Lot's wife. If it's a scripture, then it's there for a reason. God wants us to remember Lot's wife. Amen. Listen, are you here? Look up to me. Look at me. See, when you are in church, never exclude yourself. Okay? Never exclude yourself in whatever is being said, whatever is being shared. It's a message for you. It is not for somebody who didn't come. It is for you. You see? And I'm saying, look at my face. Because you're going to remember this one day. All right? on your in during your last moment on earth. And everybody will have last moment on earth. I'm not cursing you. Everybody is going to have last moments on earth. All right? And on your during your last moment on earth, you will remember this. Because you remember my face. That your pastor told you this. Yeah, you remember that everything that has been said from this pulpit counted. Yeah. As a matter of fact, if you were told that today was your last moment, and God forbid in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, nobody will have a last moment today. You will live and declare the works of the Lord. You understand? Yes. So, I'm saying that if that was told you ever, you see that your attitude towards looking up to the pulpit will change. Yes. One of the reasons why you are alive is so you do good works. Ephesians 2:10. Where is workmanship created? We were created unto good works. Heaven is a nice place. If God's purpose was just to take us to heaven, then everyone should go to heaven the day they get born again. I mean, you get born again, then you are gone. Doesn't it make sense? If heaven is a better place, we don't believe it. Heaven is a better place. And if that is true, and it is true, and if that is the only reason why God saved us, then we should all be extracted to heaven the day we got born again. Lord Jesus, I receive you, then you just vanish. But God leaves us and gives us life and prolongs our lives. In fact, one of the benefits also is even that He satisfies us with long life. Yes. We saw that yesterday, right? Sister Tia, isn't that so? We saw that yesterday. Yeah, that God satisfies us with long life. Because we've set our love on him. Because his heartbeat is our heartbeat. We do the things he wants us to do. We love souls. We win souls. We talk to souls. Because we've done that, he loves us. One of the things he gives us, he satisfies us with long life. So listen, the reason why you even are alive and God loves you and gives you more life, Brother Hector, is because he wants you to stay on and do his good work, which includes winning souls. So this message is for everyone. It's for you. You must be interested in winning souls. You must be interested in telling other people about Jesus. It's not just for shepherds, and it's not just for, you know, the pastor or the lady pastor, or Macaria, or somebody, or Emma. No. It is for everyone. You're supposed to be a soul winner. You're supposed to. If you've never told anybody about Jesus Christ, you are missing something. And you are not serving the purpose for which you became saved. You need to tell. You see, be worried. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Be worried. Be very concerned. It should alarm you. Ask yourself, do I ever tell people about Jesus? Do I ever communicate about Jesus to other people? You should be very worried. Yeah, if you don't do it, you should be very worried. Because one of the reasons why you exist, I'm stressing it again, is that you are supposed to tell other people about Jesus. That is the reason. Give God a reason to bless you. Amen. Give God a reason to give you longevity of life. Amen. Give God a reason to give you satisfaction in life by doing the purpose or reason for which you are. See, so when we are talking about this thing, sometimes you feel that some people are not interested. Typically, when we start doing, when I say, Lady Pastor always says I'm confessing the wrong thing, but when we start doing things like this, studying the Bible, you know, and doing books, and you see that people don't even come to church. Oh, they are doing feeding 5 to 7. We don't need to come. So if you are watching, I'm telling you that this is a message for you. Yes. And you must take it serious. And you will remember. I'm talking to somebody prophetically. I'm telling you that you will remember one day, during your last moment on earth, that, wow, he told me. And at that moment, you'll be glad if you did it. But if you didn't do it, you'll be very, very afraid. Yes. Wow. Let me tell you, the word of God is not just to make you happy. Yeah. Yeah. It is also to correct you. And this is this side. I'm correcting you because I love you. So let's go to preaching salvation through remembering Lot. So Luke 17:32 says, remember Lot's wife. So let's remember her. So what do we remember her for? That Lot's wife had a great opportunity to be saved. She had a great opportunity to be saved. Yes. Lot and his wife lived in Sodom. Lot's wife had an opportunity to avoid death and to live with a righteous man. Salvation came to her, to the house of Lot that day, just as salvation is coming to your house today. But she blew it. She blew it. So when we are witnessing to people, let's give them this message. And give yourself also that message. It's true you have Jesus, but maybe there's something else God is correcting you today. And he's knocking on your door and he's giving you that opportunity. But don't be like Lot's wife. Tap your name and say, don't be like Lot's wife. So in Genesis 19, verse 15 to 16, it says, and when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, so angels had been sent to Lot to save he and his family. Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. If you remember the story, I mean, there were two angels. Is that right, Lady Pastor? Two angels that God had sent to Sodom to even look at it and bring the judgment. As these two angels entered Lot's house, previously Abraham had sort of bargained with God not to destroy. And he had bargained with God right down to the wire. I mean, there was nothing beyond that in his mind that he could do. And at that point, the two angels went forward, they moved to Sodom. And as they entered Lot's house, the men in the city said, give us the men. We want to have sex with them. Can you believe it? Lot, even in his fear of God, said, you can't do that to these two strangers, because he could see that they were divine beings. He said, look, I'll give you my daughters. I'll give you my two daughters. Just do whatever you do. He said, no. We don't want the woman. We want the angels. Yes. It's not new. And it's something that God is against. One of the things that happens, you see, and these things, it's going to, a time may come that it may even be worse. And it pastors and churches are going to be told to shut down or not talk against it. But it's the word of God. Listen, we might as well say it and stress it whilst we have the freedom now. Homosexuality is not of God. Amen. One of the arguments that some of the churches that now allow it, and they call it inclusive message and all, whatever message you want to call it, is that when the Bible was written, homosexuality was not a problem or it hadn't come up. It's not true. This is so perverse that you want men want men more than they want women. It's abnormal. And I agree with my papa when he says things that sound harsh. That, I mean, even the animal kingdom, please. Yeah. Male animals don't go after male animals. Male animals go after female animals. You see, and God has, and I don't mean to be graphic, but it is what it is. God has created different organs to the body. Why do you want to do things with a part of the body that is not meant for that? It's supposed to rather bring things out. It's supposed to bring things out to cleanse the body. And that's the part you rather want. It's so perverse. You see? And that is Satan. You understand? Because his stronghold is deception. Because he's deceived you that is the right thing. And he succeeded. You see? And it's a spirit. It's deception. It's demonic. Amen. That is why people in that. And sometimes when you read testimonies online, you see that some people have been delivered out of it. And they give strong testimonies about how God helped them. And when they come to the other side, they realize, wow, what was I doing over there? Amen. So that is wrong. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 7. Let's use our books. New King James Version. It says, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. That is how God describes those men. He describes them as having filthy conduct and wicked. Because he wanted to sleep with men. Isn't it? Yeah. So let us not blow that opportunity. When you speak to someone about something, tell them it's an opportunity. God has sent me to help you and is giving you the opportunity to be saved. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, let me say this as we go on, that in sharing Christ, sharing salvation, our role is just to give the word and allow the Holy Spirit to do the convincing. You know, sometimes when we are sharing the scriptures or, you know, preaching Christ, we feel like it's your obligation, it's your right, you have to convince them, hey, Lord, look at what, just say it to them. Huh? And if you have done your homework before going and you've interacted with the Holy Spirit and you know you are going with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is going to be your help, you just do what you're supposed to say and God will do the rest. Don't put yourself in between you and the scripture. Just tell them, remember Lot's wife. God gave her the opportunity. Number two, remember Lot's wife to remember how God has sent people to help you and to minister to you. Okay? So God gave her the opportunity, but God also sent, and that's how he brings opportunity. God sent angels. God sent angels to help Lot and his wife to come out of Sodom. Genesis chapter 19, verse 1, we just read. And there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. Another verse, Jeremiah 35:15. I have sent also unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, return ye now every man from his evil way and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them. And ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers. But ye have not inclined your ear nor hearkened unto me. You see? So here God is saying that you have not hearkened unto me, you have not inclined your ear unto me, because you have not listened to my prophets and my servants that I sent you. Yeah. Listen, your only opportunity, most likely of ever hearing from God is going to be through a servant. He's going to talk to you through your pastor. He's going to talk to you through your bishop. He's going to talk to you through servants. He's going to talk to shepherds. He's going to talk to you through people that God will. That's the only. Yeah, there are not very many times that God speaks directly from heaven or sends an angel. This is it. This is it. Turn to your neighbor and say, this is it. This is all you're going to get, perhaps. This is it. Jason, Esther may be all that you get. Yeah, that's why you should listen to her. Yeah, let her lead you. Let her buffet you. Let her hassle you. Let her, and she really hassles you. He says yes. Yeah. But as you sit down, watch, you are changing. Can't you see that you are changing? Bit by bit, you are changing. God is doing something with you. Amen. When the rich man, remember the rich man and Lazarus, which is a true story, it's not a parable. The rich man and Lazarus, when the rich man lifted up his eyes and he was in torment, he saw how Abraham was chilling. You know, one of the things he required, can you send from here somebody to go and tell my brother that hey, hell is real, oh, better change. The answer to him was, oh, nobody's going from here. Even if they went from here, people will not listen. You understand? But the truth is that nobody is going from here. Because why? Because they have the prophets. They have the servants of God. They have the pastors. They have the shepherds. They have people who tell them every day about Jesus Christ. And if they're not going to change, they're not going to listen, that's the chance. Amen. So I'm telling you, your chance is what you see now. Yes. If you are waiting for another, you won't. That is why you must pay attention to what you have now. Amen. Number three, to remember Lot's wife is to remember that you must forsake the sins of this world. You must forsake the sins of this world. Lot's wife did not forsake Sodom. The sins of Sodom were pride, fullness of bread. Fullness of bread. Fullness of the things of this earth. Fullness of the things of this life. Isn't it? Fullness of bread and idleness. That is why God sent judgment to Sodom. So the scripture is Ezekiel 16, 49 to 50. It tells us the real reason why God destroyed Sodom. Look at what this says. It says, behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. What is that? Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy, and they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore, I took them away as I saw good. Amen. Yeah? That's the sin of Sodom. Fullness of bread. Turn to your neighbor and say fullness of bread. It's a very strong word, isn't it? So remember Lot's wife, to remember that you must forsake the sins of this world. Leave sin alone. You see, if you're a church member and you are still meddling in sin, leave sin alone. In you, God has placed the strength and the ability to overcome sin. If you don't overcome sin, it's you, it's not God. Well, how do I know? Because the Bible tells us clearly that the one that is born of God, the seed of God, abides in him, and he cannot sin. You know, there's a difference between would and cannot. Cannot means even if you try it, it will not work. Yeah. You are so born again, if you try to fornicate, it should not work. Yeah. Apparatus will not work. And you would, she's right. Apparatus will not work. And you'll be so much filled with the awe and fear of God that even when you try that, you just put your clothes back on and go home. Yes. That is how it is. That is how real salvation is. And that is how real that encounter with Christ is. It changes you. It changes you. You cannot sin. Amen. So move away from sin. Turn to your neighbor and say, depart from sin. Number four, to remember God's life, or Lot's wife, to remember Lot's wife is to remember that you will lose your salvation if you love this present well. Sodom represents the well, and Lot's wife could not help turning back to look at what she loved. See, the instruction was don't look back. Don't look back. You cannot be saved and keep looking back. You will be destroyed. Her heart was in Sodom. That is why she looked back. God, she was looking back. Oh, all these things I left. All these things that I'm leaving. All these goodies. All these things. I can't afford. Why would I get them back somewhere? She couldn't, because the instruction was, do not look back. Do not look back. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. We'll spend a good time with this verse this weekend, isn't it? Yeah. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Period. Believe the Bible. Believe the Bible. God says, if you love the world, the love of the Father is not. Oh, Pastor, as for me, I love the world and I also love God. I'm struggling with the world, but I love God. No. According to this scripture, it's not possible. If you love the world, and 16 tells us even the things of the world. Maybe let's add 16. It says, for all that is in the world, so these are the things of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Give me the Amplified, 16 of 16. Amplified of 16, quickly. Says, for all that is in the world. So this is what is in the world. Tell your neighbor, say, this is what is in the world. See, this scripture is telling us what is in the world. Say it to somebody. Say, this scripture is telling us what is in the world. So this is what is in the world. It says, the lust of the flesh. So what is the lust of the flesh? It's the craving for sensual gratification. Yes. The craving. Yeah. Anything that you crave after to bring a certain gratification of your senses, satisfaction of your senses. Then the lust of the eyes, the greedy longings of the mind. Yeah, that's the lust of the eyes. All that you want, you want the cars, you want the houses. You want the money. Money is good, though. Even the Bible says money is good. But it's a love of it, the lust of it. That is that extra craving. That's all you think of. Money. Yeah. Greedy longings of the mind. And the pride of life. Oh, I think all of you should listen to the camp, especially this part of it. Yes. Because that is the assurance in one's own resources or in the stability of earthly. That's the pride of life. Life, pride. Pride that comes extra assurance that this is it. This is what makes me what I am. This is what makes me what I am. And this is, without that, I'm nothing. You see, it shifts you off the focus that God is the one that actually makes a difference. And all the things that feed life, like we said, health, youthfulness, money, all those things, it just feeds your pride if you're not careful. Amen. So you cannot love God and love the world. Turn to your neighbor and say, you cannot love God and love the world. Titus 2:11-12 says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. It's something that you do. You know? I'm called Gilbert. Gilbert has to make himself deny. You know, he's lying there. No, I choose not to take this one. I choose this. I'm denying this one. That is what denial means. It's a self-driven thing. And God has given you that ability. The day you got born again, he gave you that strength. The Spirit of God in you is able to make you do it. Are you understanding? Jason, are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. So you're able to look at something and say, I will not do this. Yeah. You have the power to do it. God has empowered you to do it. You can look at it. I will not sin against God. I will not do this. I will not hate my brother. I will love my brother. I will do this. I'm going this way. This is what I'm going to do because he lives in me. The greater one is in me. I'm born again. I have Jesus. See, so as you preach salvation, this is what you're going to tell the people. Because sometimes people feel like, you know, one day I heard Kenneth Hagin talk about, I think he was talking about Moody. Is it D.L. Moody? or whatever, yeah, one of those great men of God. And this man was trying to, Moody, how many of you have heard of Moody? Yeah, he's a man that died, but very powerful man of God. And this man, he said he was preaching to a lady who was, I think, a strip dancer somewhere. And he witnessed to her, and the strip dancer was like worried. She was so concerned that, how am I going to stop doing this, my dances? How am I going to stop? I like doing it. I can't. I don't even have a pole dancing, those things. How am I going to stop doing it? You see? So Moody said to her, don't worry. Just receive Jesus Christ. And that is it. So she went through the process. And Moody said he never saw her again for a bit. Then one day she met her somewhere. It was in another place. The lady ran to him and was so happy, so excited. He said, you can't believe it. I can't do it anymore. Amen. I just can't do it anymore. I just can't do it anymore. Do you see? Amen. Yeah. So I'm telling you that when we are with you, we must let people. It doesn't matter your status. Yes. It doesn't matter what you are in. It doesn't matter how bad you think or how backslidden or how deep you are in the world. It does not matter. Amen. You understand? Yes. God is able. Accept him. Let him come into your life. And things will fall in place. Amen. Last one. To remember Lot's wife is to remember that if you turn back, you will be destroyed. Anyone who rejects God is destroyed. Genesis 19:26. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Hebrews 10:39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Let's all read Hebrews 10:39 together. Hebrews 10:39 together. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. That is it. That is it. I said, that is it. We are not the people who draw back into sin, to perdition. No, we are not. I am not. You are not. But instead, we are them that believe. We believe. We believe. I said we believe. Amen. To the saving of the soul. We will not turn back. Amen. I don't know. When I read this book, I get blessed more than even the one who is about to get saved. Isn't it? Yeah. That is how this book is. So I'm saying that as you preach salvation, you will see that it helps you. That is why God encourages, and one of the weapons of our warfare is that the preparation, shodding our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, isn't it? The more you wear that gospel, as you walk in it and you are sharing that gospel, the stronger you are, even spiritually. Amen. Then the last scripture, because I have called you and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock you when fear cometh. You see, these are the other sides of God, which we don't hear of, isn't it? Yeah. But God, he can also flip on you. Yeah, he can flip on you. It's not a nice thing to say, isn't it? But God can flip on you. But God will not flip on you. Because we are people who will do the right thing. Amen. Close your eyes as we end in prayer. Every eye closed. I want you to put your hand on your heart and pray for your heart that you'll be a soul winner. You will be a soul winner. That from today you would talk to people about Christ. You will share truth and follow people up and share Jesus Christ with other people. Pray that will be your heart. In Jesus' name, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. With every head still bowed, every eye still closed, if you are here today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and I'm not talking about going to church. It's different. I'm not talking about knowing Christian jargons. That's different. I'm talking about you have never gone through the motion of accepting Jesus Christ and say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you've heard all that we've shared about Lot, Lot's wife. Turning back, rejecting messages sent to you from pastors, like even what I'm saying now. And you want to give your life to Christ. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Just slip up your hand. I will pray with you and you will be born again today. You will be sure you will have that assurance of salvation. Anybody like that here, just slip up that hand. I want to pray for you. Anybody? Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We honor you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right.